Parshas Chayesara, so we know it's the Parsha of Shidduchim. In yeshivas often, this is the week that the Rebbeim decide to discuss what a person should be looking for in a Shidduch. We're not going to do that tonight, but I decided, because it is the Parsha of Shidduchim, so we'll discuss the area in Halacha which deals with paying a Shadchan. How do we deal with paying a Shadchan? The concept of a Shadchan does come up in Halacha in terms of reimbursing or paying compensation for a shadchan, and really it's a carryover from the halachas of a shadchan when it comes to business. Just like we know that there are brokers in business there are shadchanim, and those shadchanim in business get a percentage. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Mishnah really, Maseches Bava Basra, tells us that there's a concept called a sirser, a person who matches the person who's looking to sell something, and there's another person in another area of town looking to buy something. So the shadchan, the sirser, gets some of the money. So the same thing is true when it comes to a shadchan. Now in halacha, there are two types of shadchanim. There's a shadchan, when we're talking about a shadchan in terms of marriage, there are two types of shadchanim. There's a shadchan who was commissioned by either the chassan side or the kala side. I'm hiring you as a shadchan. Find my son a shidduch. Find my daughter a shidduch. That person is viewed in halacha like a poel, just like you could hire anyone else in halacha. So you could hire someone to find a matchmaker, and they are a poel. And the halachas of poel are well documented in Choshen Mishpat. And a shadchan would follow the halachas of a poel, a worker. You hire someone to build a house for you, he's a poel. You hire someone to find a match for your child, that's also a poel. Now there's another type of a shadchan, also that we're very familiar with, where he wasn't commissioned by anyone, but he stuck his nose in. He says, I know you have a daughter, I know my friend has a son, I think this would be a good idea, set them up, and then at the end of the day they get married. So that shadchan was not commissioned, he's not my poel, I didn't hire them. But that's what we call yoyre l'soch sadeh chaveru. In business, in halacha, there's another concept. Let's say you didn't hire someone to do work in your field, but someone comes in and he sees your field is ready to be planted. He says, you know what, I'll do the guy a favor. Instead of making him go hire someone to plant all the trees in his field, I'll do it for him, then I'll go and I'll bill him. So I go, I do the work for him, and then I bill him. He says, thank you very much, but I didn't hire you. I'm not paying you any money. So the halach actually is, if that field was ready to be planted and his intention was to plant it, so you have to pay him. So the same is true when it comes to shadchan, right? Everyone assumes that you have a daughter or son who's of shidduchable age. You obviously plan on getting them married off. So now, I'm yoyre l'soich, I do the dirty work, I do get the job done, I get the shidduch done, so you have to pay me. There are differences in halacha, though, between a poel and someone who's yored l'sof sadeh chaver, perhaps not so relevant to halacha l'maisa, but one of the many differences, nafkaminas, between the two areas of halacha, whether there's an isser of bal talin. We know when you hire a poel, so there is halachas in terms of you have to pay him on time. So if you commission the shadchan, the same halachas would apply. You have to pay him on time. If you pay him a little bit late, and the person didn't agree to this, so then you may be over an iser, as opposed to someone who came on their own, so there's not necessarily a time frame that you would have to give him the money. What is the time frame when it comes to a shidduch? So, as many things in Choshen Mishpat, it depends on the area that you are in, the minug hamakom. However, the Ramad does say that in many places they had the minug that you had to pay at the vart. We're not waiting till the chasana. At the vart, the shidduch is done, you pay. And then there's a halach, there's a shaila that comes up. Let's say the shidduch, Rechman al-Islam, breaks off. Does the shadchan have to get the money back? Or he said, no, I was getting you, I told you I'd get you to the vart. From there on in, it's your business. I don't have to give the money back. That's a big shaila. Says the Ramah, we could be mako. A person doesn't have to pay shadchanas, bismanazah, until the shidduch actually goes through, till the nisuin, and then obviously if the shidduch breaks off before that, so I didn't have to pay, I do not have to pay. That's the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen quoted by the Ramah. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, a noagin bigvuleinu. In our area, the custom is, legabu shum schar shadchanas, Ella imken yigru hanisuin. If they don't walk down the aisle, the shidduch isn't completed, there is no shadchanas, and that's how we paskin halacha l'maisa. Much of the discussion when it comes into the area of shadchanas, many of the shailas revolve around, I'm sure many of us are familiar with, that not every shidduch is so simple. Do you go to the matchmaker? They say, hey, is for B, go out on a few dates, and it goes through. Sometimes there's a lot of other people involved also. Then at the end of the day, at the chasana, you have 25 people lining up, getting for their shachana. So how do you decide who the shach is? One person says, well, I made this call, and you called me to check it out, and I prodded him, he was going to break it up if I didn't convince him to continue, so then he would have ended it. So I'm also a shachan. So how do you decide this? So there's a lot of literature about this as well. The Nedvi Yehuda has a tshuva really in the realm of Choshen Mishpah, where the Nedvi Yehuda brings a comment from the Ramah, coming off of a tshuva from the Rosh. And the tshuva, the case of the Rosh was as follows. You have Reuven that had a house to sell, Hayelo Bayis Limkor, and Shimon comes to Reuven, and he says, you know what, I know that you're looking to sell a house. I happen to know Levi is looking to buy a house. Why don't you sell it to him? Reuven tells, so Shimon goes to Reuven and says, why don't you sell your house to Levi? Reuven says to Shimon, nice idea, but Levi hates my guts. We're in a huge fight. There's no way I'm selling it to Levi. So Shimon drops the idea. Okay, if they hate each other, they're not going to sell it. Then a few months later, little do you know, Shimon wakes up, and guess what happened? Reuven sold his house to Levi. So now Shimon comes back and says, I gave you this idea. I would have charged you some brokerage. You told me you're not going through with it. And now you did go through with it. So that was my idea. You owe me some money. So the Rosh actually, in that decision, decides, and it's brought down in the Ramah, yeah, Shimon's right. Obviously, you got the idea from Shimon. You were trying to get rid of the commission, so you told him, nah, I hate Levi, I'm not ever going to do it. And a month later, you woke up and you decided to do it. But says the Noid of Yehuda, when it comes to Shadchanus, when it comes to the area of marriages, things are a lot more complicated. Says the Noid of Yehuda, v'hini be'esek shiduchim, when it comes to matchmaking, yadua, it's well known, she'ahefrish gadol yesh bein shiduch l'mekach. A business transaction is not the same as making a shiduch. When it comes to a shiduch, it's not so simple. He says, in business world, so you have one guy that's trying to get a good deal. You have another guy who wants to get a good deal. So they have to come. The minds have to meet. The major problem, the major activity of a shadchan when it comes to business is getting the two people together to sit down. Once the idea is there that we're a good shidduch, so the money will work it out together. And therefore, the person who plants the idea in the guy's head, that's the guy who deserves the money. But when it comes to a shidduch in terms of marriage, so then there's a lot more work that goes on. You don't just put the two people on a date and they figure it out. Then there's all sorts of work that has to go on into it. Then it says, no, I'm not so sure. There could be that many different people actually deserve shadchanas, different percentage of the shadchanas. There's the person who thought of the idea. Then there's a person who actually made it materialize. Then there's a person who completed it. Says in the Yehuda, it's not so simple. But b'shaduchim hadavar yadua, sheyesh harbei pratim, a lot of different details when you're trying to get two people to agree to live together for the rest of their lives. Hadavar yadua, shafilu kvar bo hatzdodim yachad, even if they went on many dates, lefavim b'shvil davar katin me'od, one little problem, right? They used the wrong tablecloth on Shabbos and the whole shidduch is off. Forget about it. Misparedes hachavilu misbatal shidduch, v'lechein kol zman shelo hishma osam hashadchan harishon, al kol hapratim adayin lo nigbar hashadchan ha'idei hashadchan. So just because one guy had the idea a few months ago, but I'm the guy who's working on it for the past 3 months to make sure it goes through, so now you're going to give him the money because he had the brainstorm, says the Noid Behuda, not so simple, I'm not so sure about this. It could be that we should actually be splitting up the Shadchanus when it comes to marriages. It's interesting, Shiloh, by the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer asked the following question. Very interesting, Shiloh, it was written to the Avnei Nezer. He said, you have two people. A person, Shadchan, comes to a father, two very wealthy people in the community, and he says, this is a great shidduch, right? Your daughter is looking for a shidduch, your son is looking for a shidduch, get married. So they go on a few dates, and the shidduch goes through, or almost goes through, and then they break it off. So he loses it. The next thing he knows, this guy gets married to the person he was dating, his younger sister. So says the Shadchan, he says, listen, I introduced the two of you. The only reason you know about each other is because of me. The only reason you know that you get along so well is because I did the dealings between the parents and you were willing to make this marriage work. So your son said no. But at the end of the day, the only reason the two families are together is because of me. I deserve shadchanus, even though I didn't think of it for this daughter. Okay, which daughter makes such a big deal? I thought of the two families, says the Shaila to Avnei Nezer. She'ela shadchan echad shidduch l'gvir echad shidduch avur b'no in Bas Gevir. V'asa kol espalah, he did a lot of work to get the two families to agree to be mishadach each other. V'shadblanos k'roi l'shadchan hagam v'kiriv daitam. So then, after the shidduch fell apart, now other people said, oh, why don't you try the younger sister? And now they're coming for shadchanus. So who gets the shadchanus? So again, the Avnei Nezer goes through this question. When it comes to a shidduch in marriage, is there one shidduch? Is there one shadchan? And you decide who that shadchan is. He's the one who gets the money. Says Avni Nezer, it's a big machoikis. And there's a very good reason to say that no, you split up the shadchanis. There's the beginning, the person who thought of the idea. Then there's people in the middle who are the ones who actually made it materialize and made it work. And then sometimes there's even someone at the end who actually pushed it forward and made sure all the details worked out. Says Avnei Nezer, so he decides that it should be split up amongst the different parties. Says Avnei Nezer, but this case is different. And he has a fascinating comment. He said, who is Chayiv to pay the Shachan? He said, we know that who ends up paying the Shachan, the parents end up paying the Shachan. But who's really Chayiv to pay the Shachan? The parents or the people that got married? Says Avnei Nezer, it's the people that got married. They're the ones who are benefiting from the Shachan. So he says, they're Chayiv to pay the Shachan, and the parents do it for the children. It's the last goodbye gift. I'm paying for the chasana, I'm paying for the shadchan, now you're on your own. So he says, but what about in this case? Over here, the shadchan wasn't working for this girl. He didn't even know about this girl. He was working for the older sister. So the girl's certainly not chayiv to pay the shadchan. So says the Avnei Nezer, in terms of the boy's side, yeah, they're chayiv to pay. But in terms of the girl's side, you weren't working for me at all. You had my sister in mind. So now I'm obligated to pay because you tried to do my sister a favor? Absolutely not. So these are some of the interesting shaylos. Halacha l'maisa we paskin when it comes to shadchanos, that it is divided up if two people were involved, and significantly involved. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a shaila, which happens all the time. One person came up with the idea, no. Then the sixth person came up with the idea, and the guy says, you know what, if six people thought of this, I'm going to go out with her, and then they get married. So now, who gets the shadchanah? So many people thought about this. What's the halacha? So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, you have to decide, you have to be honest with yourself, you have to decide, who made a difference and who didn't make a difference? If there's one person came over to me and like, there's no way I'm listening to you. You made no difference whatsoever, so then he doesn't get shachanas. But if the first person made a little bit of impression, I'm still not willing to go out. Then another person came and he said, you know what? Both of them together, I'll go out with it. So then you should actually give the first guy some of the money, says Moshe Sternbach, because at the end of the day, he did assist, he did help you out when it came to this shidduch, and you would not have gone through with it if not for him. So a person has to be a little bit discerning whether the person who originally brought about the shidduch, was he actually involved or did he not make a difference whatsoever? Many different interesting questions. We don't have time for now when it comes to shadchanos, but it's important to keep in mind that many of the poskim write that it is already brought from early, early sources from Kadmonim, that people should be very careful when it comes to paying shadchanim. There are very harsh stories with regards to marriages that began based on relationships where the shadchan was not paid off, and therefore a person should be extra makbid to make sure that not only does he pay the appropriate shadchan, but that no one else who thinks that they're deserving of money because they were involved, no one else has any sort of claim or tainas, and should pacify everyone. Be'ezus Hashem, all the shidduchim will be ola yafeh.